This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman, and here are some of the stories making headlines around the world today. Brexit becomes a reality as Britain leaves Europe's customs union and single market, ending nearly half a century of ties with its closest neighbors. Spain has reached a deal with Britain to preserve freedom of movement across its border with Gibraltar just hours before the Brexit deadline expires. And European students are facing up to dash dreams of studying in Britain after Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced he was taking the country out of the Erasmus program, severing yet another link with the continent. In China, that country has granted conditional market approval to Sinopharm vaccine with a reported 79% efficacy rate against COVID-19, health authorities say. It's a major stride towards inoculating the world's largest population. Hong Kong pro-democracy media tycoon Jimmy Lai is ordered back to jail as the city's highest court grants prosecutors an appeal against his bail. At least 26 residents of a Belgian retirement home have died since a visit by a volunteer dressed as Santa Claus who has since tested positive for COVID-19. Tokyo reports over 1,300 new coronavirus infections, a daily record, as officials warn that a state of emergency might be needed to tackle spiking cases. The Italian government has described as unacceptable a decision by Egypt's public prosecutor to clear five police officers over the murder of an Italian student. The UN voices outrage at the execution of a man in Iran who was only 16 when he committed his alleged crime, marking the fourth juvenile offender put to death in the country this year. This is VOA News. The British pound zoomed Thursday to a 2.5-year dollar peak. Britain's long-awaited exit from the European single market with a trade deal in the bag on the final day of a coronavirus-ravaged 2020. Sterling jumped to $1.368 in early morning deals to attain the highest level since April of 2018, boosted also after Britain became the first nation to approve AstraZeneca's cheap COVID-19 vaccine. Britain's departure from the European Union takes full effect at 11 p.m., just hours after much of the country was moved into the top tier 4 coronavirus restrictions. The nation left the bloc on January 31st, but has been in a standstill transition while it sought a free trade agreement, which was finally clinched on Christmas Eve and was approved by lawmakers on Wednesday. That dispelled long-running fears of a chaotic no-deal departure that could have sparked a double-dip downturn after Britain tanked into a recession earlier this year on coronavirus fallout. Azerbaijan said Thursday it started gas deliveries to Europe from the Shah Deniz field in the Caspian Sea, part of a project aimed at reducing European dependence on Russian supplies. The Shah Deniz Consortium, led by British oil giant BP, said in a statement that gas from the field had arrived via the newly completed Southern Gas Corridor pipeline system, which stretches 3,500 kilometers from Azerbaijan to Europe. Azerbaijan's state oil company said in a statement that, for the first time in history, Azerbaijan's natural gas reached the European market through a direct pipeline connection, adding that the country's gas had already arrived in Italy. The giant Shah Deniz field off the coast of energy-rich Azerbaijan was discovered in 1999 and was estimated by BP to hold about 1 trillion cubic meters, of natural gas. The European Union has been heavily reliant on energy supplies from Russia, and some countries within the bloc have called for diversifying supplies to reduce Moscow's role. For more on these and other stories making international news headlines, we invite you to visit our website at voanews.com. You can also download our easy-to-use app to your mobile device. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.